veshet nekuvosoy b'mashu. Well, no, that's the look we had before, that the veshet, the food pipe, any small neck of any small hole that's found in the food pipe, makes it for treifa. Terusosoy b'mashu. If so, what's going to be if an animal is duris by its veshet? How much red does it have to be there? Hu adin kono nekuvosoy b'kono. If you have the windpipe, that's nekuvos, it has a neker that's missing, it's big iser, it has to be the width of a coin called the iser. Now the same shalot, drusosa bekama, let's say an animal is dor, so then it turns red a little bit on the corner, how much of it has to turn red to make it into treifa? So boss of the boy, after he asked the shalot, hold the posture, then he said the answer, that echad zev, yechad zev a mashru, in both places is enough to have a mashru. Even though by a corner you have to have a psuka, roiv, or the nukubasa bekisa, here it's enough for the mashu. My time, what's the reason? Zirei mikla kolaviyazel, that this poison that goes in there, it'll burn through and through, and eventually it'll come bigger and bigger. So if even a small amount of poison is there now, makes it red, that makes it into a treifa. Now, Yosef Rav Yitzchok Bashmuel Bar Martha, Kaimid Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman, the Yosef will come, they're sitting in front like this. Drusa Shomru. That we said there's a psul, there's a treifa of Drusa when an animal attacks it. Tzricha b'dika k'nege b'nei mayim. We said before that in order to make it kosher still, you have to check it out to make sure all along the b'nei mayim there's no red spots there. If there's no red spots there, then we said they're not give off the yeres, and therefore sluk shera. Now, Omele Rav Nachman said back, Kolakim, like he said, Lashon Shmuel, like, Mori bo Rav mikipo v'yad atmo. He says that Rav passing like this, that Mori bo Rav, that they have to check out more, not just Tam Kineged Bnei Mayin, but they check out mikapo v'yad atmo. And from all the way up until the hips, you have to check out. So more explains now, my kapo, what does it mean to say kapo? Let me, if you want to tell me, kapo diyad, it means by the hand. And Rashi says that means shoyad, tahainu etzim rechovo, shokosa, by the shoulder, the thick bone of the shoulder. That's what kapa, means of the yad. And if so, for the first question, hainu kineged b'nei mayin, if so, that's mamish the place, as same as b'nei mayin, that's where the intestines are. So what do you be mechadish? Ela rather, what it means to say is mekipa de meicha, means from the kapa of the meicha of the brains all the way up. Means like from the pana, the brains, until the hip. Says so he includes much more than just the bnei mayin. Samar says ki solak Rav Chir by Yosef. When Rav Chir by Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinu the Rav Yechon, he met Rav Yechon for Eshlokish. The Yasva, they're both sitting in common, they're saying like this: the drusa shomu tzricha b'dika. That's what he said. It was a drusa on an animal. Like you have to check it out to make sure there's no red spots there. So kineged b'nei mayin. You have to check it out. Kineged the whole b'nei mayin by the intestine area. Omelus has said back to him, Olakim, like Lashon Shvua, that Mori bo Rav, Rav Paskin, and said, no, you have to check out more. Mikapo v'yad hatma. You have to check out from the kapa until the yatma. Like we said before, that means from the mecha, from the brains until the hips. Oh, Malay Resh Lokish. Resh Lokish said, Manu Rav, who is this Rav? Who said we have to pass him like Rav? I don't know him, I don't hold like him. Rashi says, Miu Zer Rav Shemufleinu Kol Sho, who's this Rav that you say like him? So Rav Yechon Rebuchadnezzar said, Pleni Hirulei, like, don't you know who he is? Don't you remember him? It was Lyoisa Talmud, Sheshimish is Rabbi Rabbo, Rabbi Chia, he was Mishamish that Talmud, like the Rabbi Rabba, the great Rabbi, and Rabbi Chia, for the Kim like Lashon Shvua that Koloi Seshonim all those years, Sheshim Meshoyse Talmud Yeshiva, all the years of the Talmud Rav was Meshamish Nishiva, was able to sit down. Ani Shemashi Bamida, I had to stand up because he was greater than me. Oman Govru, like in what was he so great? Govru Bakuloi, he was great in everything. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. Rashi b'mal godol mizvakula b'torah v'chassidus. He was great both in Torah and Chassidus. So miyad right away posach Resh Lakish v'yomer. Resh Lakish started to say like this: Baram zocher ois rish b'toiv. We should remember that person l'toiv. Shom v'shmul mipiv, that we said over Shmu in his name, that shmuta o shchuta k'shera. So the Shlokish, remember now that another halacha was said over in his name. What was this halacha? Was said over in his name that Shemuto Shruto. Let's say we find the simon of the animal to be Shemuto, to be torn off from its place. And we also find it looks like a good Shrita was done to it. So the question is, what happened first? Was the first Shemuto, the Treifa, and its Psula? Or maybe no, first the Shrita happened as Ksheira. So he says, halacha was Ksheira to Kosher Shrita. Why? We have right to say, that the simon would have first been torn apart to make a good shechita. In other words, it's not held in place, you can't cut it well. Therefore, it's a simon to say that the shechita took place first, and then it was a shemuta. Rabbi Yechanan says, Yoviv Yaakov. No, let's try it out. Rashi says means, Yechotchena b'makomach, cut it in another place. And see how it cuts then, if they look at two alike, then we say it's a treifah. You see, you could cut it even after the Shemuta. And if you cut it now, if it doesn't look alike, then it's like a treifa. If it doesn't look alike, then it'll be Ksheira. Because then we'll say, this looks this way, because it's after the Shemuta. But before the Shemuta, the Shechita was done, when it's still Ksheira, it's good. Omer Rav Nachman, lo yishonu velosh le'tofas b'simonim. That's only a shal if a shasi was shecht and he didn't hold on to the simonim. Avol tofes b'simonim, if you know for sure the shech was holding on to the simonim and he shechted, then we say it's treif, but then we have to be afraid that really it was shemuta from before the shechita, and since you're holding on to the simonim, it's possible to make a good shechita. So then it's efshel l'shemuta shetiyasa shruta, then it'll be treif. Then the Mishnah Zofen says, they are klal. This is the cloud, anything that does not live is called the treifa. Tzmer says, Lasu Yemai, what is it coming to include this cloud? Tzmer says, Lasu Yashev Shemaitato Teve Yosef, it's coming to include the seven halachas that we had before in the beginning of the parak. There were seven more treifas. It's coming to include those seven like Shmuas. Yashev Shemaitato. Now the Gemara says, Teve Yosef Rishpa. But as the Vei Yosef was a Rishpa, he was a hunter, Rashi says, and he used to kill the animals. He used to hit an animal by Tzkid Hanosha, the Katloi, and he would kill it. He would hit the sciatica nerve, and he would kill it. If so, Osla came with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, they came in front of Yudah ben Maseira. Omelu, V'chil Yosef al Treifas Yesh, like, do you want to hit on to make more treifas, as if to say that the animal has a marker by Tzkid Hanosha to make it into treifa? He said, no, you can't come to hit on more. It's only what we have. And therefore, if you hit it by its giranosh, it's not called a treifa. Rav Papa Bar Abba, Rishpa, the hunter there, Mocha Bekula, he used to hit it. Mocha Bekula, sir, means he would hit it. He would hit it by its kidneys. Vekatlu, and they would die. So again, Osla came with Rabba Abba. They came in front of Rabba Abba. Omelu, v'chil hoisav ala treifas yesh. You want it on to make more treifas? And as you're saying, if you hit it by the kidneys, that also makes you into treifa. So he said back, no, ein luch el mashu manach chomim. We only have the yutches treifas, like it says in our Mishnah. So Moyes, why? I vo kachazinu de klameisa. I, we see that we're hitting it here by the kidneys, hitting it by the gid anoshe taka dies. Tomorrow says, Gemira, we have a Kabbalah that the Badrulu, Sam Nachaya, if you would have spread over it some medicine, it would have healed up. Therefore, it's not really called the Treifa. That could have been healed up. But real Treifas, you can't heal them up. Therefore, here, this is worse. Therefore, regular Treifas are Treifas. But over here, since it could have been healed up, these things are not called Treifas. Therefore, it's not included in the Yutchas Treifas. Therefore, even though the animal got hit, if you make a Shechita, it'd still be a Ksheira. Now the Mishnah says, "V'yelu ksheris b'behema." These are things that happen to the animal that are still kosher. Nikfor ha-gageris. Let's say by the gageris you only have a nekiv. That's all. A hole goes through it. And Rashi says, "B'loy chesar nisa." It's not missing the size of a kisser. Therefore, it's still ksheira. Or shenistika, or else it was nistika means it was cracked. The length of it, not the width of it. Only psukas hagageris of the width makes a treifa, but along the length of it, there's no treifa. Now, at kama techsa, how much has to be missing from the gageris to make it into a treif. If you have a hole there that's missing part of it, so at kama techsar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ad kisar hatalki. It has to be until the size of this coin, an isar hatalki. And that was seen in the Gemara where they hold ad biyad bichlal, or ad v'lo yad bichlal. Now, what's going to be nifcha sohagulgur? Let's say a part of the skull like broke off, but v'lenika prum shamayach. But the membrane covering over the brains, there's no neck, there's no hole in it. So the animal still ksheira. Nikev halev, let's say a hole goes into the heart, but does not go into the cavity of the heart. So that's also still ksheira. Nishpura hashedra, let's say if the spine was broken, nishpura hashedra, but nifsak hachut shalo, but the cord that goes along it was not cut, so it's still ksheira. Nitla hakovet, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, but finishtaim hemenu kezayas, it's still at least the kezayas left of it, so it's also still ksheira. Hamasa sebeis hakoisis, and these two parts of the stomach, they're attached one to another like, shenikvu zeloterze, there was a hole going from one to the other, the inside of it, it's also ksheira, because they cover over nicely one another, they protect one another. Nitl hatchoil, let's say the spleen was taken out, or else nitlu hakloyes, let's say the kidneys was taken out, or else nitl lechi atachtoin, let's say the lower jawbone was taken out, or else nitlu ha'em shalom, let's say the womb of the animal was taken out. All these things, the animal is still ksheira. Let's say the charusa, let's say the lungs, like were shriveled up, the animal became scared and it got hard. The charusa b'day shemayim, if it became hard because of an act that happened b'day shemayim, let's say because of lightning or thunder, the animal's lungs shivered up. So still it's ksheira. What's going to be hagluda? Let's say the animal was skinned. The skin was taken off the animal and still alive. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Meir says yes, the animal still kosher, it's not a treifa. The chachomim poison. Now the chachomim say no, it's pasul. Chomho, that's a psul, it's a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Itmu went like this, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu Treifus Dafka, the first Mishnah is Dafka, and it says Eilu Treifus, that's the main Diyak, not the second Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Melokas Shomano, Eilu Ksheris Dafka, now Mishnah here says, Eilu Ksheris, this is the main Diyak. The Gemara says, B'maika Miflagi, what are they arguing in? B'maika Miflagi, B'di Rav Masna, the arguing of Masna Talocha, the Yom Rav Masna, Rav Masna says, Haibuko di atmo. That's the top of, let's say, I think the bone, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket. Haibuko di atmo, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket. This shaft miduch that came out of its socket. Treifa. Rav Mas knows that's also called a treifa by an animal. That's the machlekes. Rav Yechanan says, Eilu treifas dafka. But it says in the first Mishnah, those 18, those are the treifas, nothing more. Now, tona treifas, it says in the first Mishnah treifas, the tona zeaklal, it also says the zeaklal, coming mashman to include more than just what it says. If so, the chazi l'drev masna, the yas,